took a walk down into either the park or to do a bit of shopping and have some lunch. And in the afternoon, and the early appointment would be sometime about 10 o'clock, so some 5 hours later, we might get in to see the great man, Dr. Shaw, who would look at the results of the blood tests and mutter to himself and change the insulin dosage and say, come back and see me in another month. Now, this was fairly disruptive, especially when I started school. But I don't recall having any bad experiences from a diabetic point of view as a young child. In fact, I can't recall having bad experience with hypos for some long period, certainly not until I got into teenage. And I led a perfectly active and normal life. I ran with the gangs on the estate, played football with them, and did all the things that young tearaways do, living on estates.
Back to the time of diagnosis, can you remember being taught to do injections or your mother being taught to do injections?
In the early day, at the start of injections, my mother did them, and she did them for some fairly long time. And this is very much a guess on my part, it would be somewhere when I was maybe 7 or 8 that I tentatively tried my first injection, and then gradually my mother got me used to the idea that I could do them and it wasn't a problem. And after that, I suppose, when I was 7 or 8 or maybe a bit beyond that, I carried on doing them in the usual way. Just before breakfast, and I remember at the time the rule was 1/4 hour before breakfast, 1/4 hour before tea, or the evening meal as it was. But say the insulin dosage was very small, and but I can't recall having any hypos resulting from overdosage, or indeed I didn't show any of the symptoms of underdosage, loss of weight or pimples, boils and whatever that one gets when you tend to underdose yourself.
Was all monitored?